This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Jan Leszczycki is a Canadian-born pianist with Polish roots. On March 23rd, he'll be 19 years old. Yet in speaking with him about his new recording of Chopin Etudes, it's quite apparent he is wise beyond his years.
I truly believe that music doesn't have boundaries of age, and I feel privileged if, of course, you say that I have an old soul. I think that's a fantastic compliment. Thank you. But I definitely do not try to bring on purpose some kind of maturity just because. Rather, whatever comes through in the music might be simply the maturity of the pieces themselves, of course. They do have this wisdom within them already.
As you listen to Jan Leszczycki play Chopin's Etudes, you may be struck by the tempo he chooses, which in many cases is much slower than you might expect.
Sometimes if you play these Etudes too fast, I think they miss most of the music. The music somehow becomes a secondary part, and it's just impossible to focus on everything. And it's definitely not a technical difficulty, but also I never tried to do something that would be impossible in a concert, and I try to do things that would also work on any instrument, work in any concert hall, and sound in a way that people would understand it.
How do you make these little etudes sing? There is a singing quality to them.
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you. I think Chopin always told his students to sing in everything. I mean, he's quoted as having said all the time, chante, chante, which means sing, sing. And of course, sometimes you have to find the melodic line amidst all the thousands of notes that he puts in each etude. But once that has been found, that I think becomes a central focus, and whatever's around it then simply becomes an ornament to that.
If you're looking for your favorite etude, you'll be hard-pressed to find it on this recording under its nickname. Jan intentionally excluded the nicknames in the liner notes. That way, he says, you can rediscover it and possibly hear it in a new way, as he's done with the Etude No. 1, Opus 25.
I think this one has the nickname Aeolian Harp, which is, in my vision, not accurate. I see it more as a shimmering surface of water, and you have drops of water which fall down every once in a while, so that's the right-hand melody that sticks out, but it has to be extremely calm, and it has to have this quality that's not interrupted. You don't suddenly have a waterfall in the middle. It's a still pond. You can see the reflection, and sometimes you have a drop of water fall down and create these little ripples, and that's my best interpretation of this etude. Opus 25, number 7 is well known as a cello etude. My favorite story is as if one could imagine two parents. You have the father and the father being the left hand and the mother being the right hand. And you have in the middle the heartbeat of this relationship of the family, which is something that, of course, somebody will find for themselves or experience it in a very different way. Usually we don't have long, soaring melodic lines in the left hand. That is usually something that we relate to the right hand. And it's something which Chopin also demonstrates, this technique in the left hand, and how to make the left hand equally dolce and cantabile with the right hand.
The finest instrument is the mind. That's the motto of the Royal Conservatory in Toronto, where pianist Jan Leszczycki studies and where he made this memorable new collection of Chopin Etudes.
There's a beautiful new hall that's called Kerner Hall. The sound is pure, natural, pristine. I play many concerts in a year in various concert halls in the world, but most of them don't give me as much pleasure as this hall did.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.